It's Friday, April 26th. We've got a bunch of nonsense, a little bit of robot,
a little bit of science. And it's going to be kind of a short one. I think we might have gotten the mixture wrong a little bit this week. But hey, it's nonsense day. Nothing matters, right? It's the end of the week. You got through it. Just go home and drink.
The hilarious misapplications of technology, as brought to you by Level 1.
But first, I don't know if you would call this a misapplication. equal parts terrifying and brilliant, I guess you would say.
Boston Dynamics Spot Mini, their little robot, performs a terrifying new feat of strength. I don't know if it's terrifying as it is cute.
But yeah, well, you got to watch the video and you got to listen to it with sound. Like, don't just watch this.
Yeah.
Because the sound that's happening right now really sets it up. There they come. The Boston Dynamics, one of the things they do really well is they don't narrate these and they don't put a bunch of crap around them. They're very simple. They're short. They're to the point. But they are very, very entertaining.
We could learn a lot from these people.
There it is. There's the truck. Now, my question, do you think these little guys have internal batteries or is there power coming out of there?
No, they have internal batteries.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. I want to be the guy in the truck, though. The guy in the truck is just, you know, it's like on Dasher, on Prancer, on Dotson, on, I don't know the
radio. But he's just shouting out serial numbers. His long, complicated serial numbers.
You're not pulling your weight, 37A. You really need to pick up the slack.
So, yeah. What they're announcing here is these little guys are going on sale. You're going to be able to buy them, and they're showing off the strength that can pull that truck. If you
level one fundraiser, no.
Also interesting that the first two, if you notice, had little heads.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess they have some sort of autonomy in terms of avoiding things.
They're directing the others, maybe.
And the rest of them are just slaves. What's the politically correct term for slave now? In electronics? I can't remember it. Whatever it is, pretend I said that instead. But I was impressed how much traction their little nubs got, you know, because they don't really have feet.
Well, they're working together, and that truck is on a slight incline too. It doesn't look like much of an incline from the video, but it is actually on a slight incline, so they're pulling that thing uphill.
Yeah, I don't think that they're gonna replace sled dogs anytime soon, but I'm sure somebody will find a useful
fun to imagine. Yeah. I mean, all we need to do is put like a little weapon on top of those. And
well, no. Have them pulling the mortar.
Just walk it, you know.
And then have one of those other, like the humanoid Boston Robotics robots working the mortar back there. No problem, right?
What a time to be alive.
Or dead, as it turns out, once they're in use. This is nothing new. When you think about Japan has been doing this for years. Didn't China have one of these? Yes. Those aren't really robots. They're just rendered. But I think Japan had a robot.
I think Disney's got like 50 in the Hall of Presidents.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They've got that horrible Donald Trump that started out as Hillary Clinton. But the Russian one, maybe not up to those standards.
Robot news presenter causes a stir on Russian TV. So I've got the picture. No, that's the robot, but I've got the picture.
You
want to
see the comparison?
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like, okay. It's like clearly something is wrong.
Well, some people like it. Most people don't seem to like it. And they've pointed out that they've complained that he may be drinking the robot.
He also may be shouting state propaganda, I think, was one of the quotes that I saw.
Is it most of the Russian news? I mean, do you want to stay on the air?
Do you want the level one news to be available in Russia? You need to hush, comrade. You need to hush.
But yeah, that's got some tweets. Oh, maybe it was a different article, but they have some tweets that pointed out people not crazy about him.
But so. He can work tirelessly from now till the end of time. I could get behind, you know, like my evening newscast being read by George Washington.
I mean, they're basically already robots, right? Yeah. Let's be honest.
Oh, that Sinclair video where all of the people were saying everything with the exact same intonation. Yeah.
It's not like they're not reading a script.
Yeah.
So why not? Skip the middleman.
It's so true. I hadn't thought of that, but now I'm very depressed.
And speaking of AI, no, we weren't speaking of AI. Transitioning into AI. That's the phrase I was looking for. Some AI is being used to breathe new life into our video game favorites.
Artificial intelligence is helping old video games look like new. And there's a lot of cool stuff here. They've got screenshots of Doom and that kind of thing. So, yeah.
So that's a pretty good comparison. You know, it looks pretty jaggy. And the big problem these days, you know, first world problems, is you're playing some of these old classic games. you're emulating, maybe playing some console games. Or actually, I think emulation accounts for it. But if you plug an actual old console into a current TV, the delay makes it almost impossible to play.
Mm.
And similar things, Super Nintendo had this amazing, like, fluid-looking animation engine. Doesn't work with modern TVs.
Yeah.
So this looks to fix that with the good old Discriminator AI. Actually just tries over and over. And what do you call that? The other one, not the Discriminator?
Iterative?
There's a name, yes, but there's a name for the other AI that works against
procedural?
I don't remember. Anyway, one of them is like, hey, I think this demon looks pretty good for modern rendering at this resolution. And the Discriminator's like, nope, try again. And it just does it over and over. And some more examples they had.
This one looks the same far away.
But yeah, but look at the eye.
If you zoom in, it's like, oh, wow.
Look right there.
Yeah.
That's huge difference. And then the blood up here.
Yeah. I've done really well. I mean, AI has come a long way. The time that it takes to remaster is going to be less. And there's actually a game company. Yeah, this one is really impressive too. Look at the detail that they were able to bring out of that. It's not merely just upscaling, but they're actually adding detail to the scene.
Now, they do point out that this is not automatic. This gets you maybe 80% of the way there, but that last 20 is the labor-intensive, like, cleaning up pixels part. It's kind of like, you know, the magic tool in Photoshop, where, yeah, it'll get a rough approximation, but you're going to have to go in and clean up those edges. That kind of thing.
I'd love to see somebody remaster the LucasArts adventure games with this, because I bet that would be really interesting.
Well, those are all sprites, yeah. Right? So I'm sure that would be pretty easy to do. The way this thing works is it works on games that used texture packs, too. So you just take the whole texture pack and go through one at a time and update them, feed it back in, and the game runs with the new texture pack. Pretty cool. YouTube, once again, talking about AI, we all know that YouTube uses AI to demonetize everybody's videos and ruin YouTube, right?
Crush dissidents and make sure that you've seen the latest clickbait, whatever.
But it also uses that to try and target controversial things. And one of the most controversial things on YouTube is the 9/11 conspiracy, right? And you would think that maybe it looks at titles and descriptions, maybe even comments, but could it be looking at the video itself? This would make you think that it is.
Bloomberg has this really amazing article. YouTube is flagging Notre Dame fire videos as 9/11 conspiracy. And YouTube has YouTube spokespeople popped up and said, oh, the automated system has made the wrong call. Whoops.
We've reached the free article limit.
Oh, no. It's just like, it seems to be that like smoke on sky. Like,
well, it was a big fireball.
Yeah.
And it does look a lot like those images of 9/11.
That's a scary time.
So the YouTube AI is looking at the video and it's like, oh, I recognize that. That's the Twin Towers. Flag it.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Future historians are going to look back and weep for this time.
Now, here's a Krista article. And this is cool, but I don't know what fascinated her about this.
NASA's Cassini probe has discovered deep lakes on Saturn's moon Titan. These are methane lakes. And so, like, the lakes can be up to 100 meters deep. At least that's what the instrumentation on the probe shows. And the lakes will appear in some places and then disappear in other places, which suggests there's a lot of activity going on the moon, like geological activity of some kind, because something is replenishing the methane or moving it around or something. And the deep fissures may have been caused by, like, ice lakes or comets melting or something.
Yeah, I think that's the news, is it probably had some sort of liquid water at some point, because you wouldn't expect methane to create lakes.
Yeah.
Just the fact that it's basically made out of methane, that's why they're methane lakes now. Just had some holes, methane decided to fill those holes. But yeah, I think it's kind of cool although it also is kind of depressing, maybe, when you think about what we're learning about Mars and now Saturn, of once there was life-sustaining conditions on these planets, but now not anymore. Is that our future?
Yeah, climate change? I don't know.
Well, I don't know if it's good. climate change, yes. Man-made climate change, I don't think. Well, of course, there could have been advanced civilizations on Saturn. Who are we to say?
Well, I don't know. Wait, can we use the materials from Titan to jumpstart the stuff on Mars? Because I could be all about terraforming Mars.
We could probably use it for fuel. I don't know how volatile or cheap that would be to transport.
We need to get the Boston Dynamics people. It's like, we need robots to terraform Mars. How long is it going to take? What's it going
to
cost?
We need... You made the comparison to the reindeer. What if they could make space reindeer?
Boston Dynamics, that's your next billion-dollar idea.
We'll just drag Saturn over to Mars. This is not much of a story. Really, this GIF, and yes, I said GIF, is the whole reason I included it, because it's amazing.
So these are rats in a zero-gravity environment, and they are just going nuts.
They talk about how the headline is NASA sent mice into space, and the results are unintentionally hilarious. Yeah, I wish there was more of a video, because clearly there's a longer video, right?
Yeah.
But I couldn't find it anywhere. But the idea was, at first, they were terrified. And you might imagine, gravity goes away, you're a mouse, things are getting weird. But it took them very little time to go from freaked out to this, just doing loops around the cage.
I wonder if the one is doing loops such that he's experiencing his own artificial gravity.
Think that's just like a coping mechanism?
It's like, oh, I've got gravity again because I'm running in a rough circle around my cage.
But yeah, they are fascinating little guys. I don't know if they all made it back home alive. I like to think that they did.
They were jettisoned in an airlock because they weren't worth bringing back.
Maybe. Too much weight. Those extra ounces. Now, we all heard the tragic news about Notre Dame this week. Or I guess that was last week, right? It was Friday. Burning down, or burning severely, at least. And it turns out that they didn't exactly have like the best architectural plans for it. You would think that would be one of the most studied pieces of architecture in the world, but it makes it seem like maybe very few places have it. But a silver lining.
Assassin's Creed could save Notre Dame. Notre Dame, whatever. Fire may have destroyed parts of Notre Dame, but there is still hope. So it talks about the spire, how the spire was originally reconstructed in the late 1800s. There was a major reconstruction in the 1790s. It's going to be rebuilt again. But, I mean, it was built over like 200 years. And the building techniques actually changed as it was being built, because earlier parts of the structure are built in ways, or later parts of the structure are built in ways that would have been impossible for some of the earlier parts that were built, in terms of like load-bearing stone and structural support and that sort of thing.
That's the whole story about the Masons, right? Like, yeah. They had those techniques, and that's why they were so powerful. The article kind of ends up, it's like, yeah, it's going to be Assassin's Creed because that's an amazing headline. Oh, but there's this other guy who did like laser surveys and has an incredible, they got a picture of it down here, I think. Yeah, some guy did this and it wasn't Assassin's Creed. But, you know, hey.
This millimeter accuracy scans, we can put it back exactly the way that it was.
And I believe, just to correct you, I believe you can call the one here Notre Dame, but over there it is Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So somebody's going to correct you on that.
That's fine. I'm a hick American anyway. It's fine.
This has nothing to do with technology, but sometimes in a search for these stories, you find one that's just so entitled and horrible, and we have a couple of these a week, that you have to put it in, right?
Dunstable mum's anger, misleading alphabets, can't spell son's name. Ickgen?
Now, I won't blame you if you don't use mum, because I hate that.
Well, she seemed to be... So, this is apparently a potato snack.
That's French fries. Yeah.
And she wants the entire alphabet to be in every bag.
Right. And it turns out that on the bag, there is a warning that says, this isn't the entire alphabet. We make a big, giant batch of these, and they go in randomly. So, if you really need the entire alphabet, buy two or three bags. But she says it's not prevalent enough, and it is... It's so crippling. I think her son had maybe some developmental issues. And the fact that it wasn't his name really set him off.
Is it a problem, though? Because, like, even if there were bags that contained the entire alphabet, like, for me, I would have to buy two bags.
That's true, yeah. But her special snowflake doesn't have repeating letters. So
he has special privileges? Is that where are we entering a time where we need to legislate so that people that only use one letter in their one of a particular letter in their name is they have like more ability to have edible fries. I don't know what.
Well, she clearly chose a superior name than your mother, so don't complain. There she is. You can imagine. And some of her quotes, I don't know if I can grab them real quick, but
The Tesco response I thought was pretty funny. I'm sorry that you did not have the correct letters in your pack of Tesco potato alphabet letters. I understand that you were disappointed with the range of letters that you had. The bags are packed with a random selection of letters, and we don't state which letters are in what bags.
Her quote was, obviously the person who made these from Tesco can't have children. Because they would understand. It's
yet another story where future historians are going to look back and weep on current society.
And the list of those goes on. Now, this one may be tangentially related to technology, because I imagine some of this was digital, although they don't make it clear.
Man is suing his parents for getting rid of his vast porn collection. So, apparently, this guy was getting a divorce.
No, he was divorced and had moved back in.
Oh, okay. And then he moved somewhere else, but they didn't send all of his stuff. They left this out, so he's suing his parents.
He claims it was $49,000 worth of, or no, $29,000 worth of porn, and they were good enough to point out two of the titles.
Frisky Business and Big Bad Grannies. Wow.
Imagine you have a child who's moved back into your home as an adult, and you're packing up his stuff, and you come across Big Bad Grannies.
Just like, nope.
The parents say they did him a favor getting rid of those because it was repulsive and this shouldn't be part of his life. He argues that they did $29,000 worth of damages. He is seeking triple damages in his court case for a total of $87,000.
He did already report the thing to the police. The prosecutor declined to prosecute.
Do you think they'll ever invite him back into the home? Should another marriage go awry?
No, I don't think so. But good Lord. I mean, good Lord.
Well, speaking of pigs, a major scientific breakthrough when it comes to the brain of swine.
Scientists restore some function in the brains of dead pigs. So this is not consciousness. There was no organized firing pattern, because that's what I was excited about. I was like, oh, they've reanimated pigs.
Oh, no. You wanted zombie pigs?
Yeah, I mean, I could go for some zombie pork. That's probably pretty good. It's definitely not kosher.
Oh, it's going to die again once you kill it. Or are we going to keep the pig alive as we butcher it?
Yeah.
So it's just fresher. Like a quarter of a pig suffering.
That might make it actually to where that you could have clean pork.
Isn't it adrenaline, though, would...
Yeah,
we counter that. Yeah, I don't think
makes it like that tough and not good. That's probably bad. This is not really like brain function. They just were able to restore some function in some of the neural. I mean, the neurons need oxygen, so this is kind of a big deal that they're able to get some functionality out of neurons that have been deprived of oxygen for a long time. But it's still not. It doesn't. It maybe gets us a little closer to research that will let people recover from a situation where they don't have oxygen, but probably not.
But the other thing was, you're not able to get a lot of diagnostic information from a dead brain because it breaks down so quickly. But if you could quickly apply this to a corpse, then you might be able to, for example, those NFL players who have that brain injury issue. You want to study those brains? Doing something like this could make that a lot more feasible to do after death. So,
this is one to follow.
But, yeah.
Also, make sure these scientists are on a list.
Because that is okay, so we talk a lot about AI, you know. And I think that our current AI is as far from Terminator as this is to reanimating corpses. But it's a stepping stone.
It is.
And it's a terrifying one.
How long until we can, you know, have the disembodied brain in a jar? It's like, we're using that as a computational device because it's very power efficient.
That's what this was. They actually did, they discarded the rest of the pig and jarred the brains, and that's how they did this. So, why not? Here's a story that I didn't realize this. Did you know that China has their own version of Minecraft that's not Microsoft's version.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, and what do they do when they have their own version of something?
They have censored it. They've censored, censors have targeted Minecraft, and it's because they said it contains porn.
And, well,
but it doesn't. It doesn't.
Not just porn, but they talked about groups of people who were trading links on there or trying to talk to children when maybe they shouldn't.
Suspected vulgar and pornographic violations. What is this story?
Yeah, it makes no sense because nothing in Minecraft. I thought, remember the Lego game? They did like a Lego online. Because I've always thought to myself, why don't they just take the Minecraft style game and do Legos? Well, they did that. And they literally had a team that was dedicated to trying to get rid of all the penises.
Lego. So
I expected something like that here, but no. It was just communicating with other humans in the game set off these Chinese sensors.
That is not allowed.
Yeah. But
that needs to be controlled. This is perhaps a word of warning for the people in the EU with the whole link tax thing, because you need the same kind of machinery to implement that.
Now, one thing that they pointed out, they talked to some like avid Minecraft players, maybe some streamers in China, and all of them said, why would you play the Chinese version? Just play the Microsoft version. The Chinese version is garbage, and maybe that's why all the creeps are there.
Well, do you think the censors are trying to block the Microsoft version in order to get people to play the Chinese version?
That's a good question. I don't know. Now, we don't usually just put YouTube videos. There was an article for this, but I swear when I looked at it last week sometime when I put it in there, there was no paywall. But today,
paywall.
And maybe just because this video is incredible and they're getting a lot of traffic and they're like, oh, we better do something about this. But here's a dress, and there's really, I mean, you can't read it anyway because I don't think you read that language. I certainly don't. But the video will speak for itself. This lovely young lady. And wait for it.
No. What's happening?
This is taking... Oh, there you go.
It's transparent. What's going on? Yeah, no.
Oh, and YouTube immediately suggests more bikini photos. No. Good job, YouTube algorithm. Oops.
That's the next story. So it's a dress that you can turn transparent at a moment's notice.
Now, here's the question.
Why would you do that?
Is the when you are out of battery power, is the default mode transparent or opaque?
What a way to live dangerously.
Yeah. So that would be funny if, like, imagine you get to the, you know, so if you have an old tablet or an old phone, you get to that point where if it's not plugged in, it just dies. And some girl is tethered to a wall, you know, calling for help. It's like, I can't walk away from this outlet.
Bring me a battery pack. You can also toggle the level of transparency. So yeah, you can have it be a little bit transparent.
Seemed like it was a different video because the one I saw on the story, it was a very slow transition. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so. You know, you got feeling cute today? You know, dial it down a little bit. A few more transparent pixels in there. Too bad Chris is not here because she would have
a field day.
A visceral reaction to that one. And you might have already seen the headline for this one, but it's about attention spans. And
you definitely saw the headline if your attention span was narrowing after the dress article. So it's global attention span is narrowing and the trends don't last as long, as studies revealed. So it used to be that in the 70s, like, the people saw the Beatles and then that was the style for a decade. And now it's the style for about 15 minutes.
I think they said big news items, like the Notre Dame fire, for example, you get something like 7 hours.
Wow.
And then
no one cares.
The global mindset has moved on, which definitely makes sense.
And that's advantageous. I mean, if we look at all the stuff that we're trying to cover with, like, the dismantling of the internet as we know it and Ajit Pai's evilness and communications companies corrupting everything and Facebook's, you know, the walls closing in on Facebook. That's really, like, all those things. There's more and more information every week that is even more blockbuster than the previous week, and no one cares.
But I would say that's disadvantageous for a functioning society.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Advantageous for the monsters.
Yes.
But that, you know, we talked about Facebook timing the Mueller report for their extra leak.
And done deliberately.
They show this is exactly what they understand, and I would say Facebook, with all that Facebook data, understands it even more than these guys do who are studying it. They know exactly how information flows and what people, you know, like when they'll forget about it.
Have you ever noticed the corporations release all their bad news on a Friday because nobody cares about the weekend news cycle?
Listen.
Like, by Monday, it's like no one cares. It's old news.
We got better things to do. We got 420 festivals to go to. And they also talk about, as a society, you know, we get these, but also individual attention spans.
Yeah.
Tragically short. So, I wish I could feel superior to this, but I can't because I'm at that point where it's hard for me to just sit down and watch television because I want to be doing something else at the same time. Like, let me half-size this window and go and browse something else during the boring scenes.
I'm looking at this amazing production where every frame is a painting and it's like the producer has put a lot of work into this and it's like, I just don't care.
I'm literally paying money to see it. But I'm slightly bored by this scene, so I want to go see something else. That's a terrible way to live, but we've done it to ourselves. And finally, I think we might have talked about this, because this data set goes back to 2008. And I think we talked about this before. I think someone had an app where you could report these, was the previous story, maybe like a year ago. But now there's this new place that's putting all these numbers together, and it makes for a shocking Google map.
Mapping San Francisco's human waste challenge, 132,652 cases reported since the public reported in the public way since 2008. This is people using the bathroom in public.
Oh. And you know that brown pen color was chosen on purpose. This is look, it's really dense in here. I wonder which area of San Francisco this is.
So this is
oh, that's not an actual Google embed. Oh, come on, Forbes.
When we first reported this, I was thinking, you know, maybe this is just like two or three really terrible people. But after seeing this map, it's like...
No, there are good documentaries about...
We must purge the area with nuclear weapons.
No, the some great YouTube documentaries about San Francisco. And they have... well, it's all of these liberal cities where they've kind of decriminalized life on the street and, you know, public drug abuse and stuff like that. And so people just do with impunity. They just live there and they're shooting up in front of the tourists and crapping on the street. And they're saying that it's a waste of time to prosecute these, you know, marginalized people with these petty crimes. So it's just kind of a free for all.
But it seems like if the situation has gotten so bad that you just poop in the street, that you should just have like, there's somewhere they should go for that, like a public toilet.
Oh, they are.
Or a shelter or something.
Well, they're maxed out. And because it is sort of a sanctuary for drug abuse, then you attract more and more. Plus, the climate is incredible. It's San Francisco.
Yeah.
You know? So, hey.
You can sleep outside. It's totally fine.
Nice weather. A lot of social programs. You don't get busted for drugs. Why not?
Right? It leads to this.
And I've also, and
this is a net loss.
I can't confirm any of this, but I've also seen some, you know, like conspiracy documentaries where the San Francisco government, a lot of those people are operating NGOs that do like the porta potties and the temporary housing and the cleanup crews. So they're making a ton of money, you know, just like not fixing the problem, but curing the symptoms every day.
What a vicious cycle.
I don't think it's as much of a cycle as a bubble that's inflating.
Yeah.
And who knows when that's going to pop.
When it pops, it's going to make a terrible mess.
Yeah, it's going to smell terrible.
An app for reporting human poop. Who would have guessed?
Smart. You know, people are constantly sitting around thinking, what? I need to make an app. I need the next great app. And that person was a genius.
We need to reanimate Washington and Jefferson and those guys using the pig technology, if at all possible, and show them this and just ask, what do we do?
And they'd say something really racist. Also, the worst possible zombie would be like a really charismatic leader zombie, because you know he's going to get on YouTube. Can you imagine George Washington with a YouTube account and he's reanimated and he's evil? That would be a great TV show, actually.
I don't think that would be a lot different from what we already have. Like, how much worse could it be?
Oh, yeah, but Trump's not that charismatic.
Well, no, I'm thinking about, like, 2020, where it's like, you know, is Zuckerberg going to make a run at the presidency? Is that...
Oh, man. You know, I always look down on these people with Bush and with Trump who are like, I'm leaving the country if he gets elected. but I'd have to consider it with Zuckerberg, right?
Is Canada a haven? Does Canada have a poop app? Can we get a poop app preview of what's going on in Canada before, so that we know, is the grass greener on the other side? Is that a thing? Wait, okay. I guess the grass would be greener because of all the fertilization.
It's white because it's snow. It's buried under snow. I don't know, but
that's enough nonsense.
Let's hope we never have to think about that, because
it's an app for tracking human poop. That's what it is. I can't get past that.
Listen, if I started seeing poop, I would download that app, wouldn't you? Because I would want
a record. It's like, I'm outraged. I'm going to take a picture using this app.
You know what we need to do? We need to somehow build this into an augmented reality game like Pokemon.
You're currently standing where there was a pile of crap less than 24 hours ago.
You can capture poop monsters, but only when you photograph, you know, fresh scenes. You have to be the first one to it. But then that would be like the... when the British offered a bounty on cobras in India,
and they just sort of briefed cobras.
So people just be taking dumps in the street, and it's like, I gotta collect them all.
This seems like that's turned out about as well. So,
you think there's ever been a person who reported their own poop?
Probably, yeah.
Wow,
people are terrible. We'll see you next week.